News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, let's turn to matters more serious. 8:48 here on News Talk Breakfast. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin, the leader of Fianna Fáil, spoke last night on the phone with a view to potentially extending their confidence and supply agreement. We are joined by Fianna Fáil's deputy leader, Dara Cleary. Dara, I suppose people will be wondering this morning, is there a possibility of an election? Obviously, the confidence supply deal is up. It's over. So there is a possibility of a general election.
Well, look, Shane, let's roll this back to the last general election, to February 2016. The result of that election, we were 8 weeks trying to form a government. Fianna Fáil stepped in, using confidence supply to give the last 2.5 years of political stability to the country. We also ensured, and we saw it again in yesterday's budget, that there will be a 2-to-1 split in terms of expenditure, investing in services, investing in housing and homelessness.
18-to-1 in this budget, not 2-to-1.
And that's because of our influence. Previous to that, the last Labour Fine Gael government was 50-50. So we're put political priority in this country on investing in services. We've delivered on the deal. We've delivered on three budgets. The deal now will go into a review, as was predicted 3 years ago.
How long would that review take?
I just caution that many of those predicting an election today were the same people that said wouldn't get to the first budget.
True.
We, that Fianna Fáil would jump at the first available opportunity, that
point
we wouldn't
taken.
Get to the
yeah,
second
absolutely.
Budget.
Yeah.
So, you know, be careful who you're reading and who you're listening to today. We're going to enter into this review in a very responsible fashion, in the manner in which we've done the agreement between since the election. And our advisors team will meet to discuss how that review proceeds. A political team will be appointed and we take it from there.
Just give us a, because obviously I know you can't sketch out the whole thing, but potentially how long would that review take? I presume that it can't drag on for weeks.
Look,
and months,
nobody wants this to drag on. Look, but it can't be rushed either. It has to be done comprehensively. So for instance, if you look at the two big issues facing the country at the moment in health, we have to try and get an understanding of why, when we're investing record monies, you still have huge challenges facing trolleys. Mm. You still have a massive challenge facing GP practice around the country. We have people flying away from GP practice. We're not delivering on our strategic care targets. Similarly, on housing, we've in, you know, yesterday's initiatives, particularly in affordable, there needs to be some legislative changes there for that to work. That has to be done the next few weeks.
Okay.
And also, Shane,
so important the government continues.
Absolutely,
work.
But it does continue. It continues because we have committed that we will support the finance bill and we will support the social welfare bill. So there is stability until the end of that process.
Is there, you've laid out a very logical argument for why there shouldn't be a general election. Politics doesn't always work on logic. Are there people, let's talk about Fine Gael, I'll come back to Fianna Fáil in a minute. Are there people in Fine Gael at the senior level who want an election, in your view?
Look, I'm only speaking for Fianna Fáil today. We have been responsible and constructive about this agreement. We have stuck to our agreement.
Yeah. Do you think people in Fine Gael want an election?
Well, you know, they've got to respect the agreement. And I'm glad Micheál Martin took the initiative yesterday. And I'm glad that he and the Taoiseach spoke last night. I understand it was a constructive chat on both sides. We certainly within Fianna Fáil have shown over the last 2.5 years we're constructive. We get that this is important. This isn't a game.
Yeah.
Thing. Politics isn't a game.
No,
and whether
no,
logic applies or not, this is people's lives on housing, on health,
Brexit.
People renting this morning and Brexit. Everything that we do in the next 2 weeks affects people's lives.
There are people though in your party, some of them have said it publicly, a number of them are saying it privately, we can't go on propping up Fine Gael, we're merging into them, we're not getting any credit for it. They're flying in the polls, we're struggling.
Look, we are an ambitious party. We want to lead a government. We make no secret of that. And we offered after the last general election on 3 occasions, Micheál Martin for Taoiseach. The Dáil didn't agree. And many of those independents who wouldn't support him are criticising today. Other parties walked away. We filled that vacuum, which has given stability, which has allowed the government to fight on the country's behalf for Brexit. So, look, we are an ambitious party. We want to lead a government. But we will
are those people wrong, though, to be itching for a general election?
No, we will act in the best interests of the country.
Yeah,
and that's what we've done for the last 2.5 years.
That's your view. It's not everyone's view in the party.
No, everybody within our party wants to act in the best interests of the country.
Yeah, but in relation to a general
election.
We will
go into the review process that's about to get underway with a sense of responsibility to the country.
Okay, you sidestepped my question in relation to Fianna Fáil and you sidestepped my question in relation to Fine Gael. Are there people in both parties who want a general election?
Look, there are. And there's no sense saying there aren't, but the overall view and the overall collective view within Fianna Fáil is one of responsibility. We, all of us in the current parliamentary party, have stuck to this agreement, have supported this agreement, and it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy at many times, but we knew we had responsibility to the country, okay. And that responsibility would carry through in the talks.
Well, the Taoiseach spoke a few weeks ago about the idea of a deal till 2020, to the summer of 2020. Is that too long in your view? I mean, is it better just to do it, let's take it one budget at a time?
No, what was agreed yesterday in the context of setting up the actual formal process, that there be no preconditions. So I'm not going to set what the deadline should be. There are no preconditions. We're going to get this process underway. We certainly are entering into it with a view of an open mind, with a view of a thorough review, and finding out why the kind of money that was announced yesterday isn't making a difference in housing, okay. Isn't making important. A difference in health, and
absolutely.
Other issues.
Very important. Just very finally, just reading, listening to what you're saying, looking at your assessing your body language and so on. And I know you can never be sure what will happen in a process of this. You don't think there'll be an election this year. You think it'll be in the next 6 months. You don't think there'll be an election.
I am entering into the process. Our party will enter into the process with the spirit of responsibility to the country that we've shown over the past 2.5 years. That's our aim.
Okay. Do you think there'll be an election?
We're too early to say, Shane.
You don't want one anyway.
We're only starting a review. And again, election, talk about election, it's all games. I want to focus on health. I want to focus on housing.
Okay.
I want to focus on the issues that are actually giving such stress and concern to people like had on just before me.
Okay.
The family carers. That's what I want to focus on.
All right. Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader, Dara Cleary, thanks indeed for coming in to us this morning.